All right, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the Conlin Center worldwide on radio.dominican.edu with our pregame notes before tonight's matchup between the Penguins and the Antelopes. Grand Canyon University is in the house. Here is Patrick Kayabiab.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stuart Horn said it. Grand Canyon University is in the house. They are ranked number 15th in the nation last month in the USA Today / ESPN NCAA Division II poll. The Lopes of Grand Canyon University are 8-1. Last season, they led the Pac West Conference in defense, limiting foes to 50.4 points per game and a 323% defense field goal percentage. They are on pace by sophomore Malin Smith, the league-leading scorer, averaging 16.2 points per game. Last meeting, GCU, they lead the all-time series 4-0. The last time the two teams played, only two players on Dominican Currents roster, Stephanie Carnes and Kimi Nakamura, played in a 79-59 Lopes victory on February 12, 2011. GCU was ranked number 10 in NCAA Division II West Region at the time. They have a tough schedule ahead for them. They outscored NCAA Division I Brown in the second half Thursday, 66-45, on their defeat in the Conlin Center. The Lady Penguins suffered their ninth loss of the season. The combined record of those eight teams, which include two losses at Alaska Anchorage, are 12-2. The 10th-ranked NCAA Division II team in the country is 56-38. The league leader, sophomore Kayla Valentine, netted a team-high 17 points versus Brown to move up to 15th in scoring in the Pac West with a 10.7 average. Players among in the Pac-10 in the Pac West statistically are Sarah Nelson, second in block shots with 2.2 points blocks per game; Danielle Yamauchi, third in assist/turnover ratio with +1; and seventh in assist with 3.1 per game; Jasmine Green, sixth in block shots with 0.9; and ninth in rebounds with 6.7 per game; and Kimi Nakamura and Ariana Flynn, who are fourth and 10th, respectively, in three-point shots made. The Lady Penguins are second in the Pac West in three-point shots attempted with 178, and third in three-point shots made. So we'll be back in 3 minutes and 30 seconds here on radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins have a tough game ahead of them, but here's the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, P-Op. Good job on the pregame. 1:41 to go, fans, until this one gets underway. We are broadcasting from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabiab, your DU broadcasters for tonight. This broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. From the Conlin Center, doubleheader tonight, the first one of the whole season, the first game of the 2012 campaign. Penguins had a tough road to hoe, and they've been down a tough road in the preseason with a 1-9 overall record. But P-Op, tonight is where it really starts to count.
Oh yeah, of course, Stu. When conference play is in play, this is when it really matters. If you want a chance at the big dance, tonight's game means a lot, especially with the first game of conference play.
There's no question that all of the games matter, but if you want to get into the postseason, it all starts right now. The Penguins have played some very, very tough teams along the way, and I think Chambers, Coach Chambers, had that in mind, trying to toughen the team up and get the team ready for conference play. In conference, Grand Canyon University is 0-1, having lost the one game to Notre Dame, Dana Moore. So we really have no indication of how good they are, except for their preseason record, which is 8-1. But as mentioned, the preseason does not always give a clear indication of how a team plays, how cohesive a unit they are. And we are going to find out a lot about both of these teams tonight. Overhead announcements are going on. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, we are ready for the starting lineups now. Head coach for the Antelopes out of Grand Canyon University, the Lopes, under head coach Trent May. He's assisted by Corey Cole, Mile Carne, or Carre, and Jesse Mites. Coach May will be sending out Petrolina Shilaka, number 11, a 5'8" freshman out of Rosenberg, Texas. Number 21 is Maylin Smith, a 5'9" sophomore out of Mesa, Arizona. Jocelyn Frazier, number 22, is a 6-foot senior out of Sacramento. Stevie Kemp, number 30, is a 6-foot freshman out of Mesa, Arizona. And Jaleesa Butler, a 6'1" freshman out of Las Vegas. Check it. Yeah, she. It says she's a forward, but a senior, but they have the year and the positions switched up on my roster here. But that's how it will line up for Grand Canyon. Write his name down. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, she's assisted by Tony West and Jeff Rodriguez. Coach Chambers, in her fifth season, will be sending number 4, Kayla Valentine, a 5'6" sophomore out of Chino, California. Number 12 is Danielle Yamauchi, the 5'4" freshman basketball sensation out of Torrance, California. Yamauchi is having a tremendous campaign. Number 24 is Kimi Nakamura, 5'6" junior out of Sacramento. Number 35 is Melissa Wise, the 5'10" junior out of Novato. And number 34 is Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2" freshman.
Hey, Mark. What about us?
We have 20 minutes overhead. Grand Canyon in the house to open the conference. Women tipping off now. The guys at 7:30.
There
we go. And now we are ready to go with this one. Both teams, all fives of both squads out on the floor with the handshakes. It looks like it's going to be in the middle for the Penguins. Lauren Hyatt at 6'2" up against Jaleesa Butler, the 6'1" senior. I think I mentioned that she was a freshman earlier, but that's because we have our columns backward. Piob's in play. Stuart Horn alongside with Piob. Patrick Kayab-Yab, my lovable sidekick. He is here, and we are underway, fans, as the ball is tipped out and the Antelopes pick it up. Grand Canyon in the house. Canyon is attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Driving in from the right side is Petrolina Shilaka. Shilaka buries the deuce after an easy runner from the right side. Yamauchi brings it up. We're just 15 seconds into it, and Shilaka knocks one down. Now the Penguins work it down low with a perfect pass, and the shot on goal by Lauren Hyatt from very close range. Bounces 3 times on the rim. It doesn't fall. Now Shilaka again from the other end. Takes it the distance. Hits a little bit deep there, Pia, but it came back into the bucket for zip.
Yeah, GCU's playing a run-and-gun type play. Their defense is very energetic, running a 2-3 zone. They'll be looking to run tonight.
4-zip, Penguins trail. Right side, Kimi Nakamura, 3 ball on the way, deep. Taken down by Butler. Butler had the tip out to open the night, and now she picks up a nice defensive rebound. Heaves it across the court into the hands of Stevie Kemp. Kemp's got it down there, low side. Jocelyn Frazier now drives in and picks up a whistle after getting tied up with Lauren Hyatt. That's a dual possession. They used to call that a jump ball back in the day, Piot.
And I'm pretty sure they still call it that today.
Well, dual possession, jump ball, whatever it was. It's Penguin ball now on the unforced turnover by the big-time defense by the DUs. Left side, Kayla Valentine, 4-zip. Penguins trail, 18:43 to go. Kimmy throws it back over to Kayla. 3 ball on the way from the left wing, deep. Taken down by Yamauchi. Right wing backs up, reset on the shot clock. Top of the key, Kimi, 3 ball on the way, missed it left. Taken down by Butler again. 2 rebounds, both of them Butler. Now with a quick transition, and as Piob mentioned, the run and gun gets us again. Another nice layup from the right side by Petrolina Shilaka.
Shilaka just ran by Nakamura, and she gave her a lane, so that was an easy score.
Didn't even give the Penguins an opportunity, and all 3 shots that she's taken and made, 6-0, all at the hands of Shilaka. She has not given the Penguins an opportunity to come set defensively, And now they move it back up to Shiwaka. Thrown away. Kayla Valentine gets in the way of it. Steals it away. Brings it back up the left side. 17:50 to go. Valentine now spins out and slows things down. 6-0. The Penguins just want to get on the board. Wise is in there now. Wise throws it back outside. Penguins, Hyatt on the way. Missed it a little bit left. 17:39 to go. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, as usual. As the clock rolls. Left side trickling in. Grand Canyon hammers it home, and that is Maylin Smith, the 5'9 sophomore. And the Penguins have called a timeout. Piab and I will be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we go with the play-by-play. Here's Piab.
Well, with Grand Canyon University, the defending champions of the PacWest Conference, they're starting great, 8-0. And Melissa Wise misses a mid-range J from the corner. And Shiwaka will run and gun again. She's got an open man. She finds her in the post. Now they'll play a half-court defense. This is what the Penguins want. They don't want that running gun. And now Hyatt forces a turnover, and they almost turn over himself while Yamauchi will get it, but she throws it away. Interception. Here comes Smith. Smith, easy lay-in for Shiwaka. And Stephanie Carnes will be looking to check in, and same with Jasmine Green, to try to get a different look for the Penguins.
Boy, she's putting a shellacking on the Penguins so far.
And now Takoy checks into the box as well. Here comes Valentine, finds Nakamura, 19 on the shot clock. She thinks for three. Yamauchi thinks it's three as well. She finds Hyde in the inside. Hyatt will take that shot. Misses, finds an offensive rebound, gets bumped, and they're going to say it will be white ball.
Now white means the Penguins, as GCU's in the house in their road colors of purple and black.
Nakamura, Wise, and Yamauchi will step out while Takoy's in. Green and Carnes. Carnes, the energetic defensive point guard, has been playing her heart out for the past three games.
You know, at 5'1", Carnes has to play tough, but she does so. She never lets us down.
Dangerous pass caught by Takoy. Back to Valentine in the corner. 24 seconds left in the shot clock. Trying the crossover. Finds Carnes. She could shoot the three, she thinks. Drives in on Shiwaka. Carnes picks up the dribble. Gives it to Green. Back to Takoy. Oh, and there's Hyatt. She had a shot. Now she has to fade away. And she'll make it anyways. That's going to stop a 10-0 run by the Lopes.
That was a drifting backward buckler, and Hyatt nailed it.
Whoa, that was an offensive foul. It had to be. There was hit in the face, but they're gonna say that Steph Carnes hacked her. Well, if Carnes is gonna be a defensive point guard, she has to take hits, and she's built for him. Built for tough. And inbound by the Lopes. Smith. Maylin Smith, who's been averaging 16 points per game. They're putting Carnes on her, and she'll just make it over the 5'1" Carnes. 12-2, Penguins down 10.
That was a little too easy.
Well, if 5-1 Carnes is going to be that easy, then hey, she's got to
pick up. No. I don't mean Carnes. I mean just the way they worked it in there for Smith.
Green misses a mid-range J. She shot it at the elbow.
The Penguins are getting quality shots. They just can't get them to fall.
Shiwaka now. They switched over. Takoy going to guard her heart. Screen by Equizor. In the corner now are the Lopes. Back on the key with Maylin Smith. Smith guarded by Green now. Excuse me. That's Dennison. And now that's an easy layup by Maylin Smith. Oh, by Jalen Pearson. 14-2. Now they're going to bring Flynn in the box. She's a three-point specialist. Valentine, still no points. Nelson in to Takoy. Oh, what a fake from the line. She'll make that. 14-4. Penguins now trying to hang on.
Piab, Takoy's got that right wrist all taped up. She's got about a pound of tape on that wrist. Keep an eye on that.
That's always a bad sign for a shooter like Takoy. There's a mid-range J by the Lopes, and that just rattles in. Jenna Pearson.
That could have gone either way. But Pearson got it to fall, and the Lopes just have that kind of luck right now.
Well, if you look at
that. They're playing beautifully.
If you look at that, Stu, Green, hungry for the ball, calls for it. But she was boxing out earlier. She wants the Penguins to get possessions.
Yeah.
And that's what type of girl Green is. Very, very physical in the inside. They're going to say no shot after a make by Valentine. There was a foul on the floor by the Lopes, and that's a push-off by Petrolina Shiwaka. I love that name. Media timeout. We'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu.
Listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Throws it up and away we go. Backcourt serve, a big one here. There's Bain, sets it, helps it across, bumped up in front of the net. Here's Ashley Sand with the kill! 23-22, Penguins lead here in set number two. Killer by Jessica Jones ends it, where you can put that win on ice. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a tough one here in the Conlin Center against Grand Canyon University, but here comes Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P. I've just about, we'll just have about 10 seconds left in this timeout, fans. 14-20. Want to remind you of our next broadcast coming up day after tomorrow. The Penguins will be welcoming in Dixie State. That'll be January 5th, 5:30 women, 7:30 dudes. Dixie in the house. For more basketball, NC2A basketball, Penguin style. And we are back underway now. 14-20 to go, 16-4. The Penguins trailing in this one, Piab. And so far, GCU has just been simply too tough on the short side. Inbounds to Ariana Flynn. Flynn's got it on the right side to Coy, who scored one of the two Penguin buckets with another nice head fake. Flips it out and has it ripped away on the attempted chuck. Back to the top of the key. Jocelyn Frazier got the hands in the way. Loafs work it back up left side. Now she drifts over to the right side. That's Sheila Washington. Jenna Pearson now gets wrapped up with Ariana Flynn, and Flynn gets not only knocked to the floor by Jenna Pearson, but she also picks up the foul right in front of the opulent broadcasting area here at DU. Pearson throws the ball in. Penguins now on defense. They get it inside to Angelina Dennison, and now the shot on goal from the left side by Pearson is good. And that is for a long two ball, 18-4, 13:40 to go, P-up.
Stu, the Lopes have not missed a shot all day. They're 9-for-9 on the field right
Holy
now.
Holy cow. Conversely, the Penguins have made two for 10, I believe, as Flynn now fires off a three ball, missed it. Takedown by the Lopes. Other end, Lopes have it. Now they heave it over wide open to Pearson. Now she walks with it. Pearson, who just canned that long 18-foot buckler from the left wing, then subsequently walks with it on the very next series. So the Penguins now subbing in all kinds of players. Wise, Yamauchi, Takoi. Takoi heads out with Flynn in there, and Hyatt still in there. 6'2" Hyatt is playing down low, as you may imagine. 18-4, 13-15 as the clock rolls. Top of the key is the Penguins. Kimi Nakamura, and Nakamura, known for her three-ball expertise, misses this one from the top of the key. We're inside of 13 minutes, fans, coming up on the top of the second quarter. And the Penguins now on defense, and GCU is having their way with the Penguins. Angelina Dennison now drives in right side, picks up a perfect screen off the low post on the right, and walks it in. 20-4, the Penguins get creamed. With 12 and a half to go. Oh, it hurts to say that, but GCU absolutely outplaying the Penguins on both sides of the ball right now, P.I.
Yeah, Stu, to be honest, Nakamura has not been having that good of a season from the three-point range. She's shooting 27%.
Kimi now from the right wing goes three ball, air balls deep. So she is in there. Now they dump it off at the last second to Butler. No look assist by Jocelyn Frazier to Butler. Butler gets hammered on the way. And Erica Pascal, the 5'10" sophomore out of Grapevine, Texas, comes in for Grand Canyon. Penguins on defense as Sheila Washington whips it around the outside of the arc. Pascal, right side, over to Butler. Butler, who got the tip out of the top of the game, flips it on the baseline deep all the way over to Dennison. Dennison walks with it, and the Penguins get it. But 20-4 with 12:03 to go, P-Up, the Penguins better get something going. And quickly.
No, very quickly. That's just, well, some a start with it is a forcing a turnover by Dennison.
That's right. That's a good way to start. And GCU playing the zone right now. Dennison now screening off Wise off ball. Oh, boy, she is tough. And the Penguins, Ariana Flynn from the top of the key, tries to find Wise down low under the bucket, throws it right into the hands of Jaleesa Butler. Butler barely had to come off of her feet. She stayed flat-footed to pick that thing up. Dennison now with a good head fake. Left side, they whip it around. Boy, the ball control by GCU is absolutely superior to the Penguins' work right now. And the Penguins can get it together. The Penguins are not firing on all cylinders yet. GCU very well, very lubed up, it looks like. Now Dennison with a jumper right in the face of Hyatt. Can't get it off. Back into the hands of Butler with another rebound, GCU. Left side, three ball on the way is deep. Taking down Butler again. Butler flips it off as if there were no Penguins on the floor to Frazier. Back over to the left side now. Smith, Frazier, down lows, finally stolen away by Hyatt. Hyatt finally reached up there, Piab, and swiped that thing away inside of 11 minutes, Fan. Fans 12-4 and thrown away again off the fingertips of Hyatt as Kimi Nakamura now chucks it away. The Penguins can get it to go in, and they can't get the ball on the rebounds. I'm not sure what's going on. It's as if they're very nervous. They're playing nervous right now. Agreed?
No, I think they're nervous butterflies maybe, but they're playing sloppy basketball. And they haven't been playing sloppy basketball for a while. This is the first time I've seen them play sloppy basketball. They played well against Brown, took care of the
Absolutely.
Ball.
Absolutely.
Now they're forcing it in the inside, so they're throwing away the ball.
We have a media timeout, fans. You are listening to NC2A Basketball from Dominican University of California. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We are back in 15 seconds. All I wanna do is business. All right, fans, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and once again, we are welcoming Marin Community Television in the house. Scott Callahan's here. He's the man at the helm. Want to welcome him in. And you'll be able to catch this game by watching Channel 30 on Marin TV. Also, if you'd like to watch the game live, you can do so right now by going to Dominican Athletics, and they will route you to America One, where for a couple of dollars you can watch the game. Now with the play-by-play, here is Piot.
Well, the Penguins been turning the ball over, but to be honest, the Lopes are human. They're now shooting 67% on the floor. That's still amazing. Well, the Penguins are shooting a measly 15%. Now Grand Canyon is going to be pressured. Yamauchi playing great defense on Smith. They switch it around. Smith has it in the corner. 2-1 second on the shot clock, and Smith nails it.
Could you believe that give and go off of the hands of Danielle? That was Pascal who flipped that thing around. What a great move.
They tried the give and in inside again. That was Nelson. She'll miss a mid-range J.
Pascal with a rebound, too. Boy, she's doing it all, Pia.
Yeah, Pascal's amazing. Now here come the Lopes again. Valentine, hard defense. Back inside. That's Ecuador. They tried to alley-oop that, and soaring in the inside was number 30, Stevie Camp, but they're going to say that she traveled. So the Penguins will have possession again. There's 9 minutes, 52 seconds in, and Taki Takoi will check in for Kimi Nakamura. Wise inbounds to Yamauchi, 29 seconds on the shot clock. Yamauchi will give it to Takoi. Shilaka guarding Takoi. And there's a cross pass. Yamauchi will have it. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Valentine will have it after a pass almost stolen by Shilaka. And Nelson was pummeled inside. 9 seconds in the shot clock, rebounded by Shilaka. The Penguins are ready. They come back with great defense, good transition D. And Takoi fights for the ball. She'll get it. Slides. And what a great hustle play by Takoi.
That was.
Yamauchi will check it in. 9 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half.
She was sliding on her hip and managed to throw the ball while sliding.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's no travel called, but the Penguins turn it over again. Sloppy play, even miscommunication, I should say.
You're right. The Penguins are slopping it around on both sides. That hurts.
Now Jasmine Greenwell check in along Lauren Hyatt. 9 minutes, 7 seconds now, folks. 22-4, Penguins down 18. Karnes playing good defense on Shilaka. And there's going to be a moving screen on the Lopes. Penguins force another turnover. And it was on Jenna Pearson. Ecuador, sorry. 8 minutes, 59 seconds left.
That's okay. That was off ball. I don't expect you to get them all right. You get most of them.
I get most of them. I'm human.
Yeah.
Now here comes Valentine. Two hands on the ball. Forces a pass to Hyatt. Hyatt back to Valentine. Valentine trying to get things going. Hasn't made a shot since. Now she misses that. That was off front iron, off back iron, almost railed in, but it goes in and out. So now Shalock will have the ball. 22-4 still. And they're going to say that Takoy touched the ball out of bounds, and when clearly Shalaka stepped out of bounds. That was a terrible call. So now the Lopes.
Everything's going against the Penguins right now. That Takoy, though, she keeps hustling like this. It's going to pay off.
And look at
it. She's playing so hard.
Great D she's playing on Shalaka, and she avoids a screen. So now the Penguin bench Channing defense, trying to get their team rallied. But that's great defensive play, and now the Penguins have a chance to run. But Shalaka quick hands, and same with Smith. So the Penguins turn it over again.
The Penguins clearly playing man-to-man while the Lopes are going with the zone.
That's a that was a ball tipped off by Hyatt. And Carnes, oh, great defense again. She's 5-1, and she went off a 6-2 center, Cindy Equizor.
Because sometimes Carnes is like a chihuahua. She doesn't realize how tiny she is. She gets right in there and just pounds around with the big ones.
Look, she doesn't care. She's a hustle player, and that's right. What the Penguins need.
She has a big bark, and she can shoot the three, too.
We have a media timeout, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a heavyweight matchup, and the Penguins are a welterweight. They're trying to fight their way back in the game against the Grand Canyon Lopes. Now here comes Stuart Horn.
All right, so far the undisputed heavyweight champ has been GCU, but see if the Penguins can turn that around. At 22-4, the Penguins trailing with under 8 minutes to go, fans. Left side of the quick up and in, three ball, loose ball. Carnes has it 2-on-1. Carnes brings it up the left side. Carnes is going and gets hacked. Carnes gets creamed on the way up by Brianna Martinez, a 5'10" freshman. Hold on, they call that against Malin Smith? And I believe Mark, or overhead announcer, is correct. It is against Malin Smith. That's her first. The third against the Lopes.
Well, the Penguins will take that. A foul on Malin Smith, who's been averaging 16 points per game. I'll take that.
Steph Carnes with the first one, bounced all over the rim and would not fall in. 7:45 to go, fans. 22-4. Carnes on the way. Missed it. Rebound taken by Equizor. Equizor, 6'2", just reached right up and got it. And then she tried to pass it off to Shalaka, who chucked it out of bounds, or at least let it go out of bounds. Didn't mean to. Yes, Pia.
Stu, Carnes on the year for free throws. She's 25%, so that's not a surprise she missed both.
I don't know what to say about that, except that she and Shaquille must have the same coach. 25%, huh? We got to get her up around 75. Three ball by Takoy!
Oh,
it bounced
boy.
All over the place, and it went in. 22-7. So Carnes then, after the missed free throw with a perfect assist to Taki, who knocks it down from the right side. And Carnes in there playing some big-time defense. Oh, Carnes is just in there, and now Carnes slams into Cindy Equizor, who's a 1 foot and an inch taller. Now she slams into Equizor again on the screen. Equizor had come set at the top of the key. Now they work it down low. The bumper off the baseline in the hands of Jocelyn Frazier, the 6-footer out of SACTO, and she's fouled by Jasmine Green. Green picks up her first, the third for the Penguins. 6:49 to go. Frazier on the line. And it's deep and back at her. And that's about the first break that the Penguins have gotten so far tonight with 6:49 to go. Subs all over the place. The Penguins bring in four freshies.
Nelson Wise, Flynn.
Kimi Nakamura and Danielle Yamauchi are out there. Back up in the air now is Frazier, and this one rattles out. And it's tipped out of bounds. Stepping on the line, going after it, was Julissa Butler, the 6'1" senior. So the Penguins with a pair of breaks there. The freebies didn't go. And then Butler had an easy look on the rebound. and somehow stepped on the end line. So the Penguins now in the driver's seat, but down 22-7. 6:41, Yamauchi threw the fingertips on the pass from Wise. Top of the key goes between the circles, right side over to Flynn. Flynn thinking three ball. She's too far out there. She's at about 25. Wise always thinking about the tray ball. She's in the right corner, drives the baseline. Wise now spins back outside. Goes 9 seconds. Here's Yamauchi on the way. No. Missed a three ball right side, taken down by Butler. Uh-oh. And now a dribbling error by Jenna Pearson as she brought it up across the timeline, and it hit her right ankle and popped out of bounds almost into the hands of David Albee right here on Media Row. Albee made a play on it, but he couldn't get his hands on it. Didn't come over the desk. 6:17 to go. It's 22-7. So now the Penguins on offense after the misstep by GCU. Top of the key, thrown away once again into the backcourt. Now it's tipped off the fingertips of Jocelyn Frazier, but Yamauchi comes up with it. Left side thinking about it. Wise with a foot fake. Wise with a jumper. Three ball on the way, deep. Again, the Penguins can't get it to fall. The only three ball so far tonight. Came off of Taki Takoi on that right wing. Otherwise, the Penguins have been cold. 5:42 to go. And now from the right side, the bucket falls by Jocelyn Frazier. Well, Frazier with another one, 24-7, 5.5 to go, fans, first half. Doubleheader tonight, opening night in the conference. Pac West Conference of the NC2A. Penguins three ball on the way by one of their best three ball shooters. That is Ariana Flynn, air ball. Flynn from the left elbow, or beyond. Actually, it was way beyond. Got to be out in 19-9 just to get to the arc. She was at about 21. Here's a three ball left side by the lefty, Maylin Smith, who's had a night against the Penguins. She missed it. Then the subsequent put back by Jenna Pearson does not fall. Wise with the rebound. Yamauchi brings up across the timeline. Left side, 24-7, inside of 5 minutes, fans. Oh, a good foot fake and a move, and now timeout. As Coach Chambers wanted the timeout, didn't get it. Like the officials couldn't hear, but how can you not hear? She's got the loudest voice in the place.
Screaming at the refs. Well, she could call time now.
It's like she had it. Well, she didn't want it now. And the Penguins are at the other end on offense. And now they're going to bring in Angelina Dennison, the 5'9 senior out of Albuquerque. She's in there with the Mohawk. Pia. You ever have a Mohawk, Pia?
I never had, but Juice has. DJ Juice has.
Oh, yeah. Juice always. Yeah, he's got one about once a year. You look pretty good sporting a Mohawk, I think. We might have to try that this year. 4.5 to go, fans. 24-7. No?
No, I'll stick with my fades.
All right, then. Left side. You get your hair cut down on A Street, right?
Yeah, Tino's.
That's it. There's the jumper. And Pearson gets wrapped up with Nelson and Jaleesa Butler. Everybody ends up on the floor. That's a dual possession. 4:19 to go. 24-7, fans. Grand Canyon gets it on the jumper.
GCU's bench, too, is really stacked. They've got a lot of depth.
Oh, man. Each player is not only a shooter, but just brutal on defense. And the Penguins are, you know, this game is looking a lot like that Brown game.
It is, but, you know, the Penguins are putting up a fight.
Absolutely. They're hustling. Now inbounds, there's an example of it. Wise gets a fingertip on it on the inbounds, and it ends up in the Penguin bench, but just another good moment of hustle. Remember, Wise has had a tough preseason, P.O.
No, she has. And Wise, I mean, taking a shot to the chops.
Yeah.
I mean, she's tough.
I'm surprised she'd get her teeth knocked out that night. She went in, had several stitches in her lip, a mouthful of blood. She had to leave the game. Headed straight to the hospital. 4 minutes to go, fans. Penguins on defense. Down low, Butler, yes, right side. And Butler helped that one in. 26-7. Penguins down by 19. 3:45 to go in the first half. There's a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Worldwide broadcast on radio.dominican.edu. We are back in about 42 seconds.
Oh my gosh, Hillary, I have so many clothes that I just don't wear anymore, and I don't want to just throw them away.
All right, fans, and we are back now, live on radio.dominican.edu, with live NC2A basketball from the Conlin Center. If you are watching this on Marin Cable, Thank you for checking us out. First year on Marin Cable, and it's a great association. 3:46 to go, 26-7. With the play-by-play, here is my lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayabyab.
Well, Stu, I mentioned that GCU has a great bench. They have good depth, and that's because of the scouting Trent May, the head coach of GCU, has been doing. Last season, he led the Antelopes to the best season in school history. They were ranked 9th in the final USA Today / ESPN NCAA 2 top 25 poll. So good job by Trent May. But now the Penguins are in a battle, down 26-7 with 3 minutes 36 seconds left in the half. Nakamura's got an open look for 3, and she hits it back iron. Penguins cannot buy a bucket. They haven't made a shot in about 4 minutes. And that was an off-glass three-pointer by Taki Takoi. Now GCU finds Dennison in the inside, and she'll just make that over the 5-4 Yamauchi. Yamauchi finds Nakamura for 3. She doesn't want it.
Well, Dennison is so light on her feet.
You know, she's their sixth man. She could be a starter at a different school if she wanted to. But she chose them because they're the defending champs. And how about that? Ariana Flynn will cut the lead to 18, 28-10. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left.
Don't forget, fans, at halftime we have the halftime extravaganza with all the numbers, all the stats. It's all PIOB at halftime.
Hey, check that out. Nelson says, get that out of here, Washington. We don't want that. And she says, get that out of here, Butler. We don't want that. So two back-to-back shots by Nelson. And they're going to travel, and they're going to call a travel play on GCU. Penguins got something cooking here.
Yeah, Jaleesa Butler got the ball to fall, but it was waved off after the walk.
Look, Nelson is still a puppy. She's a freshman, but she's growing. She's going to grow and find herself to be a stud in a Penguin uniform. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. Penguins down 28-10. Last bucket made was by the Penguins, three-pointer by Flynn. Valentine, their leading scorer, still hasn't made a shot. Carnes for 3, and how about that? The 5-1 defense specialist nails a 3. 28-13, Penguins down by 15.
The last three buckets scored by the Penguins have been threes.
And a first a turnover, and guess who it is? Stephanie Carnes playing hard.
Carnes gets a couple buckets under her belt, and she gets pumped, starts playing real hard.
Look, Carnes, I mean, I told you this story before. We were both bio majors. She said she was a walk-on freshman. She said, I don't think I'm going to make the team. And she makes the team. She says, I don't think I'll get minutes. Now she's getting minutes, and she's getting the best out of them.
Oh, yeah, she's getting tons of minutes.
1 minute, 55 seconds left. Takoi, 3. No. Off back iron. If the Penguins made that, they're in business. Still down 15, 28-13. 1:44 left. And the Penguins defense is coming alive. Dennison guarded by Valentine. 15 seconds on the shot clock. GCU's in trouble with hustle by Wise. Dennison on the inside, and she'll make that on Takoi.
Tell you what, not only is Dennison always in the perfect spot, but she is a shooter. Well, she's making everything, but she's always in good position.
Look, she's a swing man. She was playing the two guard earlier. Now she's playing the three forward. Valentine on the inside, and they're going to say she traveled. Tried to plant her feet, and she moved on like an inline skater.
Yeah, she slid the pivot foot just as she received the pass from Carnes, and that was it.
1:10 left in the half, folks. Penguins down 17. And Washington guarded by Carnes. And she almost stepped half court. Almost called a backcourt there.
She was right on the line. You're right.
Now they're going to call a foul on the Penguins while Equizor, the center, 6'2", had the ball. And it's going to be the first foul on Hyatt. Hyatt's tall as well. She stands there at 6'2". She's a good matchup for Equizor. Now Dennison, the scorer, sixth man. She'll drive the lane, and she'll call the and one. And she's hustling. Maybe it's the Mohawk that makes her noticeable, but she's playing excellent basketball.
It's her shooting that makes her noticeable. She makes everything.
And she's got a trademark mohawk. You know, yeah. Wise had a mohawk for a while as well.
I remember that.
52 seconds left in the half.
Wise had a cast on her arm 1 year.
Yeah.
A multi-sport player is wise. 52 seconds to go.
Now, I was watching Dennison during warm-ups, and she didn't miss. She missed everything. Look at her now in the game. She's making everything.
Yeah, I don't think she made that free throw to convert the three-point play.
Full court press, 48 seconds left in the half, 25 on the shot clock. Penguins could go 2-for-1 if they want. Valentine pivots, finds Wise. Here's the shot, 2-for-1 if they make it. And here's Green with the offensive rebound. Green's a tough sport. Jeez. I love watching Green play. And there's a turnover forced. Valentine gonna push. She's got Carnes on the left side. She'll take it in herself, and she'll miss. Back iron. Shot clock off. Shot clock off. And they're gonna say dual possession.
Penguins will get it if that's the case.
And Penguins will get it. 33-13. Penguins down 20. If they could cut this to 17, that would be great coming into halftime. Shot clock off. They could run the whole clock if they want. Tokoi, the captain, will give it to Carnes, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to waste clock. She's going to call the play. She's their quarterback, and she's going to try to lead them. 10 seconds. Valentine in trouble. 8, 4, 7 seconds, and the Penguins waste a possession to end the half. 6 seconds now, and Grand Canyon's still in business. They can make this. This is easy. With Smith, who's scoring 16 points per game, she can nail a shot. Same with Dennison. And same with Shalaka, who just checked in. These guys are a scoring team, running gun offense, 6 seconds now.
13. Here the Penguins are down a lot, 33-13.
And like I said, Smith will make that buzzer beater. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu.
Man, this is just such a tough game for the Penguins, Piab. They're getting lots of clean looks, lots of quality shots, good moments. They simply can't get the ball to fall. The only thing lacking is either distance or direction with the shooting. Everything else is fine. They're getting shots. They're working their way out of jams. They're not turning it over too terribly. But the fact is they just can't get anything to fall. I don't know if it's opening night jitters. This is not opening night for GCU, remember. They lost to Notre Dame Dana Moore, but that was about a month ago on a trip out west from GCU. 14:28 to go until the top of the second half. Piab will be back in about 7 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. Please stay with us. 35-13, Penguins down. First half action, a doubleheader tonight on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back with the halftime extravaganza. You can count on it every game at halftime. That's why we call it the halftime extravaganza. Here's Patrick Kayabia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins have been playing well. Great defense, but it's hard to stop the defending PacWest champions, Grand Canyon University. They have a great bench that's been playing well. Dennison off the bench, she's been playing great. She's 4-for-5 on the game with 8 points in 8 minutes. And also she has one block. Not to mention Jocelyn Frazier. She's a point guard, and she's been doing well. She's 2-for-2 on the day. And Petrolina Shalaka. I'm going to say that name over and over because I like it so much. She has 6 points on the day. For the Penguins, they've been struggling. They've only been shooting 17% on the field. So that's something they have to improve on. Defense, okay. Only giving away 35 points. That's not bad at all. But they're only scoring 13. And it's because the defense of GCU is so great. And the Penguins cannot spot up and get a great shot. I've been watching the Penguins do, such as shooters as Nakamura, Ariana Flynn, they haven't been setting their feet. They haven't been moving the ball around really well. And if they do try to move the ball around to the inside, they turn the ball over. So that's something the Penguins need to keep an eye on. Free throw percentage, not so good either. They haven't made one. They're 0-for-2. So the Penguins still have a lot of stuff to improve on offense. Defense, they're okay. 35 points given up in the half. Not bad at all. We'll be back here for radio.dominican.edu. That's the halftime extravaganza. Stay tuned in 2 minutes 40 seconds.
All right, another worldwide broadcast from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab with you tonight. Opening night of conference play in the PacWest Conference. And the Penguins in their third year of NC2A eligibility, but their first year of postseason eligibility. That's how tough it is to get into the NC2A. And after 2 years of an exploratory couple of years for the Penguins, is what they call it, the Penguins are now eligible for the postseason. GCU is in the house, 35-13. Piop, I don't want to hear you say playoffs.
Talk about playoffs?
I'm talking about the playoffs. Game one, and I'm already talking about the postseason. I'm pretty pumped. 35-13. Clock rolls, second half action. Here we go, fans. Penguins, bring it in. From the sideline, check it, GCU brings it in from the sideline. Now down low as both teams have switched sides. A shot on goal from very close range by Jocelyn Frazier. Does not fall. She drifts across the key. The foul is called against. They called it white 20, but there is no white 20.
24, Nakamura.
Okay, it's called on Kimi Nakamura, 35-13. Regardless, the shooter is Jocelyn Frazier.
Stu, the Penguins had a clean block, Hyatt, but Nakamura just stuck her mitts in there and fouled her.
Frazier knocks down the first one. The second one bounces around and falls anyway. She missed it, and it went down anyway. 35-13, 19-43. That's just the way it's been going against the DUs all night. Wise has it after a nice pass from Kayla. Wise with a three ball from the top left corner. No.
Just quick jump stop.
37-13. She had a nice buckle move on it, just a little bit deep. 19.5 to go, fans. Under the bucket is Butler. Butler wrestles it away from Danielle Yamauchi, and Butler's got it. She's out on the right wing. She's got Lauren Hyatt plastered to her. She dumps it off, no-look style, off to Frazier, top of the key. They get it over to Maylin Smith. Smith now dumps it down low to Camp. Stevie Camp was camped underneath the bucket and buries it left side, 39-13, inside of 19. The Penguins with some nice fast transition to Kayla Valentine, who works it down to the other end very quickly, takes a shot, no. Rebound taken back down by Maylin Smith. Smith now dumps it off to Butler, and out on the right wing is Frazier, fouled again.
Look, Stu, the Penguins cannot just buy a bucket. They're playing great defense. They're playing aggressive, something we didn't see last season. But what we saw last season was good scoring. We don't see that this year.
Kimi Nakamura with the foul again against Frazier. So Frazier gets two, and Nakamura gets rung up on both of them. The first two by either squad in the first half, both are on Kimmy. 39-13, fans, inside of 18.5. Here we go. Clock rolls. GCU ball. Camp's got it. Camp again, right side two.
Back-to-back easy buckets by Camp as well.
Valentine again, right side. Too far out to shoot it. Wise, top of the key. Drives in, flips it back outside to Kimmy. Kimmy goes down low to Melissa. Wise has got it. She's in trouble. She's got Butler all over. Butler knocks it loose. They get it back outside to Danielle. Here's Kayla. Drives in, left side. Traffic. Heaves it up. And the Penguins get the ball back. I thought he said the Penguins get the ball back, but I was wrong. He said white. The Penguins are wearing white.
I guess he said off white, off the fingertips.
I guess he said off white. So the Penguins are out on defense. As Petrolina Shilaka brings it up left side, she dumps it off over to the right side. Down low to Shilaka, thrown away, but somehow she saves it. Butler tips it around. Back into the hands of Frazier, who goes up left side whistle. At Frazier, she's a lefty, Piab, and the look of her shot. Wise picks this one up, but Frazier was the left-handed shooter, and the Penguins are not quite picking it up yet. 41-13. If they're going to pick it up, they better do it now. Takoy gets ready to come in at the next break. Frazier now fires it off that right shoulder. Takoy's back in there now as Wise with the foul against Jocelyn Frazier. So Frazier, I guess she's going both ways. The Frazier can fire it left-handed and right-handed. And, you know, she shoots that free throw a lot like our old Shelly Klermenka from years past. She was a great Penguin center. Klermenka fired it off that right shoulder the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember her, Pia, but no. She had that same move off the line. 17-34 is the Penguins' transition to the other end. Knocked out of bounds, GCU. The Penguins have it right under the bucket. They get it inbounds to Kimi Nakamura. She drives in right side, heaves it off to Danielle Yamauchi, who barely holds on to the ball right side. Kayla thinking. Down low, Penguins. Turn around over the top of Butler, and Lauren Hyatt knocks down a nice turnaround buckler. And that was a fading away textbook play as Danielle Yamauchi inadvertently trips Maylin Smith as Smith brought it up across the line. Somehow GCU holds on to it, though. Shilaka's got it now. Shilaka has the single ponytail, keeps the hair out of her face. Right side, easy runner by Stevie Camp. Camp knocks it down, 43-15, inside of 17 minutes, fans. Kayla's got it. Now back to the top of the key, over to Yamauchi, who's in her first year with Coach Chambers. Yamauchi's had a great campaign off the fingertips of Jaleesa Butler. And they're going to give the ball back to Grand Canyon? No, they're going to give the ball to the Penguins. The Penguins in the second half are attacking the Northern Hoop. Here at the Conlin Center, attacking from Q to P on your computer keyboard, moving from our left to right. Yamauchi's got it now. She has 5 seconds to bring it in. She burns three. Back over to Danielle with the jumper. Yamauchi, yes. Perfect swishing yarn ball, and it's through. 16 and a half to go, 43-15 in the second half. Fans, guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Shot on goal by Maylin Smith, no. Penguins with the rebound. Here comes Danielle. She's being chased right behind her by Jenna Pearson. Pearson was getting sneaky there. Pearson's crafty, and she's a great shooter. Now the rebound after the missed shot by Nakamura. I don't think, does Nakamura have one, Pion?
No three today, Stu.
And that's her deal. Now it's tipped out short style by Pearson. Gets it back. Kaylin Valentine forces the issue, but Pearson gets it back. Top of the key now. GCU swings it around over to the right side. Camp's got it. She's got Kimmy Nakamura all over the place. Butler over her head, tipped into the hands of Tucky Tokoi. 43-17 with 15:42 to go. Kayla with the layup left side. Tipped out into the fingertips of Nelson. Put back Sarah Nelson. Good. 43-19. Gets the rebound and the deuce. 15 and a half to go, fans. Penguins, all of a sudden, the Penguins are looking pretty good.
Look, that was an easy shot for Nelson. Standing at 6'4", that's just above the rim for her.
Yeah, I don't know if any of them are that easy as Shilaka knocks it down. But Shilaka left-sided with the runner. For Nelson, it was easy.
Yeah.
It seemingly so, anyway. I don't know if it really was, but she made it look easy after the perfect rebound. 17:05 to go as the clock rolls. Kayla Valentine, right side, runner, no. Rebound, Butler again. Boy, I'm getting tired of saying that. Butler has been very effective tonight. Shilaka, right side, air ball. Nelson, rebound. Coach insists that the team push it. Right side as Butler slams into Taki on the way. Missed the fading away buckler from about 12 feet. Right, and she throws it away as Nelson reaches between her legs, gets it into the hands of Shilaka. 45-19 with 14 and a half to go.
Look, there was contact under the bucket.
All over the place, and Taki was looking for the whistle, but never got it. Uh-oh, there's a travel. Stevie Camp with the travel, fans. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab on the mic tonight as the Penguins welcome in the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University. Stay with us. We'll have the rest of this one in its entirety on radio.dominican.edu. Well, the Penguins have shown a marked improvement in their shooting percentage from the floor in the second half. That I'm happy to report. 45-19 with 14 and a half to go in this one. The guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight. And now with the play-by-play, here is my lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayabyab.
With the Penguins' possession, they are trying to score points, and they're down big. Hopefully, Nakamura and Flynn could work together as a tandem and nail those three balls that Coach Chambers wants from her. They call it dual possession jump ball. It will stay here on the Penguins' floor. 14 minutes, 22 seconds left.
The interesting part about that one was the dual possession between Lauren Hyatt and the defensive player. Even got a little ooh out of Mr. Albee over there as the elbows were flying.
Penguins are ready to fly. On the inside to Hyatt. They want to score, and she gets hit in the face. Another bad call that should have been called, and she doesn't. 45-19. Flynn, little scrappy. She gets that on the fingertips, and Penguins force another turnover. And they force it to Flynn.
Hyatt really wants to score after getting the hard elbow right in the teeth.
Well, I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah.
Wise has Flynn wide open. She takes a shot herself when she had Flynn at the three line wide open.
That was a short. She was short, and it was a line drive. Both.
And there's Shilaka rebound by Wise. Well, Wise missed a shot, but she pays up for it with a rebound on the other side.
Yeah.
Carnes calls it with 13 seconds, 31 seconds left in the half. Cross-court pass. Carnes finds Nakamura three. She still can't buy one. Flynn takes it herself, and she tries a no-look pass, a dangerous pass stolen by GCU. Now here comes.
I don't even want to call that a steal. That was a give.
That was a big give. Frazier threw it away.
It was a great rebound by Ariana Flynn, and she did the no-look back to the middle of the key. But unfortunately, by not looking, she didn't find an offensive player.
She tried to do a little Jason Kidd move when he played for Cal, but didn't work here. Now Grand Canyon has the ball, have possession again. Markovic gets her first playing time, and Dennison is going to dominate again, but misses, hits front iron. I thought that was going in after the way she took the ball inside.
Shilaka and Dennison were death in the first half, but now they've really cooled off.
Now here comes Carnes back to Flynn. Good foot fake. Almost traveled. Finds Carnes. She could shoot the three.
Come on.
Made one earlier, and that doesn't even hit rim. So Penguins are rushing shots, and they're living from the three.
Yeah, shooting too many threes and not making them.
And there's Markovic. Oh, that wasn't even close. Not even tipped by a Penguin. And she was 2 feet away from the basket. Markovic now going to control it. She's a point guard, has handles, not known for her scoring. Guarded by Wise. Now here's Dennison. Dennison easily scored on Carnes. But Carnes, scrappy again. But Flynn cannot grab the loose ball.
Markovic was just a victim of good defense back there. That air ball she just heaved up was just a result of Wise really getting in her face.
Now Jasmine Green and Valentine will check in.
Penguins are playing some good defense. I got to give them that. Second half, the Penguins actually look a lot better than they did in the first half. And GCU is a little more sloppy than they were in the first half. You look at Dennison's play in the second half. She has no points so far. We're almost 8 minutes into the second half. And she was just killer in the first half. Speaking of Dennison, she's got the ball, and here's Pia.
Dennison showing good handles. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Melissa Wise playing great defense. Same with Green on Butler. Dennison, little baby hook, and she nails it on the scoring guard.
That was a soft bucket out of Dennison. Boy, that was tough. Amid heavy traffic.
Well, what's Grand Canyon really good at? They're good at moving without the ball. That's something the Penguins are not that good at. If you look at the Penguins, everyone's standing around. We got a media timeout. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu.
Fans. The Penguins trail 11:51. Here's Pia.
Well, Penguins trail in big time because their field goal percentage is off again. They're shooting 18% on the field. Good D by Wise again.
Must we report those statistics? 18%? Is that what you just said?
18%. Second half, they're 8 for 44 for the game, and that averages up to 18% as well.
I mean, they were shooting 45% against Chico, and GCU is not that much better than Chico.
No.
So the difference is the Penguins have just they're just slopping it around tonight. I don't know if it's opening night jitters or what it is. I don't mean to make excuses, Piab. I'm just mystified.
No,
they look good against Brown. A Division I team, played them tough.
But the Penguins have not seen, I'll give the Penguins that, they haven't seen a run-and-gun team like GCU.
You're absolutely right. GCU is playing a different style.
And that's how they won the championship. They're just different. Everyone's the same. They always play half-court ball and ladies basketball. But GCU's different. They have good statistics, getting ranked 9th by ESPN and USA Today. This team's for real.
And they are very quick. They're also all shooters, but they are so quick.
Now look at my favorite player on the field now, Natalie Bentz. I've been watching her at warm-ups again. I mean, I know she's getting playing time right now, probably because her offense is not that good, but now defensively, they need her to step up.
Well, Bentz, we'll keep an eye on her as she's trying to make the most of her minutes, really show the coach that she's a valuable player and should be out there.
Yamauchi will pick up the loose ball. She'll push with 10 minutes in the game. 10 minutes, 50 seconds, I should say. Yamauchi back to Wise. And she shuffled the feet. Everyone saw that, even above the rim if you were watching above there. Penguins, another turnover, and here comes GCU with 10 minutes, 46.
When Wise received that ball and then slid the foot, I think I heard him out in the snack shop. Everybody went, oop, because they also – that's how flagrant that was as Wise drifted with the pivot foot.
Smith, first person I've seen wear Under Armour under a jersey, so maybe that helps her scoring. She's averaging 16 points a game.
Holy cow.
And same with Dennison, and Dennison's their sixth man. So here comes Dennison moving without the ball again. I'm watching her every single play.
She knows how
to move without the ball.
She drifted from that right elbow right down to the left side low post, exactly where you would want her to be. And she was there to receive the pass. It just tipped out off of one of the DUs.
And I'm watching Dennison again. She's stuck at a three-point line because her teammates are low on the rim, and that's an easy make by number 42. That's Ecuador. 10 minutes, 9 seconds left. Missed opportunity by Green. Misses a three. Dennison pushes it. Now here's GCU fast court, and they're going to call a foul on the Penguins with 10 minutes, 1 second left in the game.
That is some fast breakaway work by the Antelopes, too. And you're absolutely right. Since the start of the night, the Antelopes have grabbed the ball, and they play that run-and-gun offense exactly as you were talking about, Piab. They just grab it and go. Quick transition every time. No lollygagging. No setting up plays, not very often anyway. And they're shooting before the Penguins can even get set in their defensive positioning.
Look, this might be just my opinion, but the Phoenix Suns are from Arizona. Grand Canyon, of course, is in Arizona. They are watching the Suns basketball, and they are inspired by the play of Steve Nash, Jared Dudley,
Pascal,
run and gun.
Pascal's back on the line. She made the first one to shoot her second now.
And she'll miss that. That made a 360 move on the rim.
Yeah.
50-19, Penguins trail, 9 minutes, 58 seconds left. Yamauchi, change of pace point guard. She gives it to Valentine. She's a pass first point guard, which I really like. Finds Takoi back to Yamauchi. Yamauchi doesn't look to score. She's a freshman that's growing as well. Same with Nelson. She's in as well. Valentine, 8 seconds left. Takoi, 7 seconds off. That was not even close. But probably it's GCU. They are playing great defense. And there comes GCU again off back iron. Butler gets sent away by Valentine, and the refs are letting him play a bit. 50-19, Penguins still trail, 9 minutes, 24 seconds left in the game. Butler, the big man in the middle, and she's going to heave it to Smith. Smith now directing traffic. 26 seconds left. Back to Butler, or Ecuador, they're going to say there's a 3-second violation, and Penguins trying to find life. Their offense has been flat all night.
Fans, if you'd like to send us a message here on Media Row, you can do so right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. We'd love to hear from you. DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger.
Nelson thought of a mid-range. Jay can't get it. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Takoi misses that one bad. It's the wrist. The wrist of Takoi's bothering her. That's why it's wrapped up. And I know Takoi's a scorer, so she's struggling with that wrist being taped up. Now, Penguins force another turnover. See, I'm watching the Penguins play. They're playing great D. They're only allowing 50 points. Not that bad in Division II ball. They just can't find a bucket. Down 9. They only have 19 points. And it's because Grand Canyon's so quick. I've been saying that the Penguins should run a run-and-gun offense as well, but they don't have the speed to go with that. They're a half-court-style offense. 16 seconds left in the shot clock. 8 minutes, 32 seconds left in the game. Nakamura nails her first three of the night, and that should make her feel great. Get some confidence in there. 50-22 now. Nakamura getting good pressure to GCU. Now Dennison. Great pressure by Nakamura, 15 seconds left on the shot clock now. Back, trying to find Dennison, and that's just confusion. Penguins are playing confusion defense.
And what happened?
And they turned the ball over. Now Penguins have possession.
That's right. GCU was confused. They threw it right out of bounds after some poor communication. As Dennison juked right, the ball went out off of her left side. It was intended for Dennison. Inside of 8 minutes, 50-22, the Penguins still trail after the big three ball by Nakamura.
And Nelson turns it over again. This is how the Penguins are not buying a bucket. And again, great D. Takoy dies for it. Oh. And she spilled right there. She got up slow. But now, that's Marovich. Oh, no, that's not Marovich. That's Martinez getting her first playing time, and she gets a trip to the line.
Brianna Martinez is a 5'10" freshman. Media timeout. And she's in there for the first time, as Piob mentioned. 50-22, fans, if you would like to send us an IM, you can do so right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. We're back in 30, radio.dominican.edu. Now, not to confuse the issue, Larson won't be playing tonight. As per NC2A rules, once you transfer within your conference, you have to sit out a year. The first one off the free throw line goes down by Brianna Martinez, and she makes it both 52-22. But Larson will be listening, as he sent me an IM or a text message earlier today, because not only is Larson one of the nicest guys I've ever met, he was also one of my students and also a radio broadcaster here at the station. So we'll be talking a lot. We have some surprises for good old Killer tonight. Much as it hurts me to say, he's with GCU now. He was a great Penguin when he was here.
He also has a good radio voice. I'm not gonna knock that on.
No. He had a great show with Casey Gibson. They had their own radio show last year. The only the sports show that gets it done. And that was their slogan. 52-22 to the line now is Sarah Nelson. On the way, Nelson. Perfect Nelson.
Like Nelson's 6'4", but she can shoot the free throws like no other. She's really good at that.
Three, four low bounces for Nelson. She and Piob talked her out of it. Well, the minute you start talking about how great they are, they never fail to miss them.
But they get possession, so Penguins have a chance for a three-point play, actually.
As it turns out, Jocelyn Frazier with a rebound and then walked with it. Taki on the inbound, short side. Takoy got Dennison in her face. Dennison playing some massive defense. Takoy, Takoy really with a high bounce, pinched it, but got away with it. No walk. Nakamura left side, Kaylin. Valentine down low. Taki bouncing it too high, throws it right into the waiting arms of Frazier. It was as if she meant to hit Frazier, though you know she didn't. Martinez drives in left side at the last second, dumps it off to Butler. No look. Butler up right side off the baseline and can't get it to fall, but a whistle. The foul is on Kimmy.
I like how Takoy just rattled up her crew. She's the captain. She says, hey, I know we're down, but look, don't give up. Don't give up on coach.
I called it on Nakamura. In fact, it was on Taki Takoy as the Penguins get ready to bring in four freshies. Butler on the way, and it rattles home. Wise, Carnes, Ariana Flynn, and Hyatt. And Nakamura will stay on the floor. And Wise has pulled the hair straight up. I think she wants to intimidate the other team. She's pulled her hair straight up there. And the shot by Butler is good. 54-23, late. Piob, I think it's fair to say that if the Penguins are going to do anything, they better do it now.
No, they have to. They have to. That's why they brought in 3 3-point shooters. Wise, Nakamura, Flynn.
Carnes
as well.
That's right. Carnes is capable. Heaving it across the way. Ariana Flynn on the way. She's fouled. To the knees goes Flynn. And Flynn is not wearing knee pads. Carnes has both knees wrapped up. But Flynn hit the deck. And I'll tell you what, if you look at Flynn's knees, she and Wise have the most bruised knees I've ever seen on a Penguin player.
Look at Flynn. She's got her ankles wrapped up.
Yep. And this one falls out. It was in for a long time, but it fell out. And Flynn will shoot again as Pearson returns in place of Erica Pascal.
You don't want to see missed free throws from your shooters, Stu.
No, especially from Ariana Flynn. Her first year with Coach Chambers. Flynn's a great get. 6:23 to go, 54-23. And she'll go back to the line to do it again. She spins the ball backward, bounces it three times, spins it again, toes the line of the right foot, and cans this one perfectly. 54-24, 6.5 to go. Right side, Dennison. Brings it up against Carnes. Kearns, who had a masterful first half with defense, gets it off to Frazier. Now top of the key, Frazier. Frazier right side. Wise playing some big-time defense against Pearson. Back to Frazier, top of the key. Had a hole, didn't take it. Pearson down low, stolen by Hyatt. Good hands there on Hyatt. Pass was intended for Brianna Martinez. Across the middle, Nakamura to Kearns. Right side, Brianna, or gets it off to Ariana Flynn. Wise, right elbow, no. And when the ball came down on the left side of the court, there were three GCUs all over the place. Now, ooh, near air ball from the right side by Martinez. Goes three ball attempted, no. A 30-point game, though, fans. 5.5 to go. Right side, and a three ball out of Nakamura, and that's two in a row.
Her confidence is up, Stu. I love watching Nakamura shoot the ball. When she's on point, this girl's on fire.
It's what she does. She shoots the three so beautifully. And a timeout has been called by Coach May. 5:18 to go. Piab and I will be back in about 1 minute, fans. 54-27, radio.dominican.edu. 54-27, 5:18 to go. From the sideline, GCU, here's Piab.
GCU trying to at least hit the century mark in scoring, but I don't think they will with 5 minutes. Penguins down 30, and good defense again. Penguins turned the ball, forced a turnover by GCU. Melissa Wise ready to play. Long smile on her face with Steph Kearns, point guard. 5 minutes left in the half, in the game. Flynn thinking three ball, finds Nakamura. She's made two threes in a row. And she finds Kearns, three ball. Point guard, 5-1, can't get that to go. Rebounded Butler with a good box out.
I will say that the Penguins are getting closer. When they miss, they're not missing them as far as they were in the first half.
They're not, Stu. But, I mean, it's the defense. They're making them iffy. They're making them just iffy. When yeah. I mean iffy, they're very, very they're shittery. They like to shitter a lot.
Shilako had a nice move there. She got the ball outside, but then falling on the ball was one of GCU, and they want a timeout. They want to talk about this defense. Very jittery are the Penguins, 54-27, 4:31. We're back. Yeah, that's what makes radio great. Radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. 4:31 to go, fans. 54-27. Here he is, Piot.
7 seconds on the shot clock. This is why there was a timeout. 6 seconds. There should be time winding down. 4 seconds. Reset, and Grand Canyon gets a reset foul on Hyatt, who hacked the ball.
And Pearson, all Pearson was just trying to get the shot clock to reset. So she just heaved it up there, caught rim, and reset things. And as it turned out, the Penguins fouled Jocelyn Frazier.
She almost fell. I was about to scream, down goes Frazier. Frazier 1-on-1.
Man, you should have saved that, because that would have been sweet. I'd want you to save that one and use it.
But that's only if she hit the ground. If she hit the ground.
Yeah.
But now four players to Coy, Bentz, Green, and Valentine will be going in. To Coy, the captain, knows how to rally the troops around her. 55-27, Penguins still down. And that's off back iron. And there's going to be another foul. And it will be against GCU, 22. That's Frazier. And they're going to run a full court press here. They're going to experiment with a lead up. Kearns will push. Frazier. Oh, Kearns tried to squeeze in between two lopes. And she'll draw a foul. That's on 22 again. That's Frazier.
She really did try to squeeze it. I think she was trying to bounce it between the legs of Frazier or something. No, it was a Jenna Pearson. It looked like she was trying to, you know, you bounce it in there between their legs and run around them and grab it.
Yeah.
That's what she tried to do. Force it through there, and she picked up the foul.
And here comes the Penguins. Tokoi picks up the loose ball. Back to Kearns, three. Oh, no. Off back arm, but good offensive rebound. Tokoi. Back to Valentine. She'll drive the lane. To Bentz off hands, but Kearns picks up the loose ball. Penguins fortunate that they're not turning the ball over as much in these last 5 minutes. To Coy, 15 seconds. To Green, and she loses it. As I just said, they haven't turned the ball over. Green gets the ball off her hand.
That's the second time tonight that Green has looked up on a pass and just muffed it right out of bounds on an easy play, no defender anywhere near. She almost tried to set the shot before she actually had possession of the ball.
Yeah, even with Green turning the ball over, she's still one of my favorite Penguins to watch because she does the dirty work, and she knows how to score inside. She's something the Penguins haven't had in a while since, I'll say, Shelly Klimenko. We mentioned her before. Klimenko was known for her fadeaway shots, and I have a great story here. Stephanie Karns' father, Dwayne Karns, saw Shelly trying to shoot a fadeaway shot, and he goes, "Come on, Shelly!" But she sinks a fadeaway shot. This was last year when the Penguins were playing, and they did have a win. That was a come from behind win the Penguins had. So the Penguins down by 30 or 28, but they're ready to play. They're ready to fight, and that's something I love about this team. But if they learn how to move without the ball, like something Grand Canyon's doing, and add some speed to their defense, this team will be very scary because they have shooters, except their shooters are really off today with Flynn. They have Nakamura nailing three balls, and Takoy's a scorer, Valentine, flat-out scorer, and Green could score on the inside, and not to mention Nelson, who's 6'4", and could score. So now we're going to bring in the play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, P.F. 3:39 to go, 55-27. Very late in the game. I'm happy to report the Penguins' shooting percentage has come up in the second half. P.F.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, I hesitate to give you the number because it's come up to 20%. And that's really where the game was lost tonight. The Penguins weren't even couldn't even get it to 18% in the first half. Shilaka now in the left corner. She brings it out to the right side. And down low from Frazier. And Frazier knocks it down. A deuce, 57-27, a 30-point game.
Benz just looked up. She couldn't do anything about that.
Penguins have run into a brick wall on opening night. 3 minutes exactly, fans. Karns now has it blocked away by Sheila Washington. Washington getting her first minutes tonight. Green, top of the tee. Tataki over the top of the key. Driving it in is Kayla. She falls away and travels. She knows she was pushed. And I think she was pushed by Sheila Washington, the 5'7 junior. Washington with her first. She's been in there about 30 seconds. Piabin picks up an aggressive foul. She's a 5'7 junior out of Milwaukee.
Look, the good thing is that Valentine actually tried to attack the rim. That's something the Penguins haven't been trying to do all game long. It's because of the size of GCU.
And the defense. It's a combination of the two. So GCU will bring in Jenna Pearson. Check it, Ecuador. It returns in place of Jaleesa Butler. Kayla knocks down the first one. And the second one's on the way, and it's deep. And it's taken down by Frazier. The Penguins can't box out. They had the angle, but they couldn't do it. 57-28. As Kayla Valentine knocks down one for two. 2:39 to go, the clock rolls. Down low, Shalika.
Oh, Green Petrolina sent that away.
What happened?
Green sent that away, but they're going to say that she fouled her. That was all ball.
So Green reached in, and Piop thought she had all ball, but the official, who was quite a bit closer to the action, thought otherwise. I tend to go with Piop. I rarely argue with him. On the way, Shalika is good. Petrolina Shilaka, the 5'8 freshman out of Rosenberg, Texas. That's Piop's hometown. 58-28 as Shilaka knocks down the first one. 2:33 to go. Out of Rosenberg, right, Piop?
Yeah, good steak there.
Yeah,
great
Rosenberg.
Burgers.
Okay. That's what I hear about Rosenberg. And after the shot on goal, the foul is committed by Brianna Martinez. And that will send Natalie Bentz to the line, the 5'9 sophomore for the Penguins. Her first year with Coach Chambers. She's out of Crane, Oregon. And Bentz, been pretty good from the line, and she knocks this one down. Bentz has an interesting style, holds the ball way above her head, and her pre-shot routine, but she knocks them both down. So let's not mess with it.
She's 35% on free throws this year.
58-30, fans. 22:26 to go. Down low, the Penguins force the issue. Kayla was going to pick an up and off-ball penalty, I believe. Nope. I am wrong. It's on Jasmine Green.
The foul on 22, Jasmine Green, her third.
Jenna Pearson will go to the line now.
Pearson at the free throw line.
And this is a missed free throw, and the Penguins cannot box out. Somehow GCU gets the ball. The bucket goes down. Sheila Washington with a jumper, but it is waved off. No bucket, and the Penguins get the ball back. After the everybody ran in on the ball, and the Penguins ended up being the recipient of the foul. Left side, Carnes on the wing. Way up there, Kayla drives in. Kayla walks. No, Kayla didn't walk. She just airmailed one in there.
Tried to float it in, but the floater didn't even float, so came line drive.
Way too many antelopes in the way there. She's been aggressive. I'll give her that the last few minutes. Valentine's been very aggressive from the top of the key. It doesn't matter if there's three lopes in her way. She'll try to drive the lane, even if they're all sitting there. Equizor now drives one in and banks one home off the glass. Right side, Equizor. Equizor has done a number on the Penguins in limited minutes tonight. Bentz, turnaround jumper. Bentz, no. Down with it, the 5'1", Steph Carnes. Good rebound there, Carnes. Carnes snuck in right in underneath everybody. I don't know if she ran between the legs of Cindy Equizor, who's a six foot two Equizor, towering over Carnes, and Carnes just did the crafty little sneak-in move. Now the Penguins can't make anything out of it as Shilaka bounces it off the legs of Jasmine Green as she was falling out of bounds. Pretty heads-up move there by Shilaka.
No, it's just good awareness, good court awareness there.
Back in there is Pascal. And she's in place of Jenna Pearson. 107 to go, fans. This is a PacWest doubleheader. And the Penguins force the issue. Don't let the score happen. Good defense there by the Penguins inside of a minute. Turnaround softy by the DUs. Bentz can't get it to fall. In fact, it's an air ball, but Green is right there to take it. Almost like a pass over the rim. Green knocks it home for two. 60-32 with 45 seconds to go. Penguins gonna get it up here and get some good defense going. Shilaka with a soft jumper. Boy, she had all the time in the world. Great patience and a nice fadeaway buckler. And Shilaka pounds one down. 30 seconds to go, fans. 62-32. The Penguins are going to lose their first conference game of the 2012 campaign. Turnaround jumper by Bentz is good. Natalie Bentz with 21 seconds to go. 62-34. Shilaka's got it. Shilaka slams into Taki Takoi, but Takoi pops right back up. She's okay, Shilaka. 11 seconds. They're just going to hold the ball now. No shooting. 7-6. Shilaka's got it between the circles. 4-3-2-1. Game. All right, Piab. Well, darn it. I wish I had something better to report to you, my friend, but the Penguins go down 62-34. The first game of the 2012 campaign. And the Penguins go down hard, but some great defense. They were just outplayed from the get-go. GCU just a little bit too tough. We have the guys scheduled to tip off in 24 minutes. We hope you'll stay with us, fans, worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening.